We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I know this is a sad and a tragic aspect of what everyone is going through right now. Are you seeing a lot more calls from people who are inquiring about the possibility of divorce proceedings these days?
You know, it's interesting because when the pandemic first took place, when it hit, I would say the first day or so, calls definitely dropped off. I think everybody was in a state of shock and trying to figure out what was really happening in the world and hunkering down, so to speak. And then after people started to adjust and figure out what was going on, I and every member of our team at Shackelford Bowen, we have seen an increase in calls. And I would say that the calls that we're receiving are in involving certain families, for example, where, you know, those families that may have been able to limp along before under the same roof and weren't necessarily ready to file for divorce, but now that they're under quarantine, you know, in situations where there is, say, perhaps a family member or a spouse that has an alcohol problem or a mental health illness, people realize that in those situations that it's near to impossible to live 24/7 with that person, and they want to find a way out, you know, and have help in that regard. So we are seeing an uptick in calls. We're also seeing an uptick in calls from new and existing clients in regards to custody matters and questions about, you know, for example, if parents are separated or already divorced, well, what do we do when we have these shelter-in-place and stay-at-home orders? Do the current custody orders, do we abide by those? Do we not abide by those? Do we keep the children in one household? You know, so we're getting a lot of calls there as well.
Obviously, it's a very complicated situation, Carson. And I'm guessing in a lot of these cases, and I know every case is different, but maybe before all these stay-home orders, a spouse may have had an opportunity to find escape and get out of the house and get away from the situation. Is that what you find?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before the pandemic, you know, it was life as normal, right? We all would get up, go to work every day. And again, in those situations where people were considering divorce but maybe weren't quite ready to file, you know, they could get out of the house, compartmentalize, focus on their jobs, focus on friends and other issues, you know, and their life in general outside of, you know, problems at home. But now that everyone's under lockdown, you know, these people are being hit in the face with the problems at home, and some are able to, you know, perhaps talk about it and work through it. And then there are those other couples who, as I said, when there's, you know, problems that have existed for a long time, such as an alcohol or a mental health issue that can't be resolved, then it's a real problem and we're seeing those calls.
And again, considering that every case is different, you know, it's not really sure how to phrase this, but, you know, is a crisis like this, is it a good time to be making such a big decision? Is there general advice you can give a lot of the people who are coming to you right now?
Sure. It's a great question. In any type of a crisis, whether it's a pandemic or personal crisis, the loss of a job, the loss of a family member, an illness of a child, I always counsel my clients, don't make a split decision. Don't make a decision based purely on emotion. And don't necessarily make a unilateral decision. Just because, for example, parties may be separated already or divorced, they're still parents, right? They will always be parents to their children. And those children need co-parenting. So people need to make joint decisions in that case. And so they need to stop, take a gut check. You know, what am I really feeling right now? Am I pulling the trigger on a divorce because I'm panicking? And I tell people to stop, breathe, think through it, talk with a therapist, talk with your lawyer, and things always have a way of working out if you take steps in that fashion, as opposed to rushing to judgment and pulling the trigger and not thinking it through.
And sadly, Carson, we are hearing that it seems that incidents of abuse in the family unit are going up during this time as well. And I think it's important to remind, if there is any sort of allegation of that type, it's important to take some action and do something about it.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And I mean, I think everyone is hearing more in the news and reading online that, again, with people under lockdown, you know, people are under emotional stress. They're under extreme financial distress. The fear of the unknown, am I going to lose my job? And for those people that have already lost their job, where is their next meal going to come from? And so in those situations, yes, we are seeing that people are reacting, that there are more incidences of abuse. And in those cases, number one, the people in that situation need to immediately call for help, meaning call 911, call a lawyer, retain good counsel, get to the courthouse. And the courthouses, while they're closed, it doesn't mean that the justice system has come to a screeching halt. The wheels of justice continue to turn. The judges are still working. We are handling those types of hearings by video and Zoom conference. And those types of hearings are considered essential hearings, so they take definite priority.
And finally, I'm curious, are you receiving more calls when it comes to inquiries about possible divorce proceedings right now from women or men?
I would say that it's equal. It's definitely equal in my view, or at least in my practice.
Is that surprising at all?
Not necessarily. If you had asked me 20 years ago, if this happened 20 years ago, you know, or 30 years ago, back then, men were primarily still the primary breadwinners of the family. And, you know, I would say in that instance, maybe back then, women would have been more apt to file because they had less concern about a drop in income. And with nowadays, both spouses usually or generally working outside the home. Finances, of course, you know, and with the drop in the market volatility, of course, people are stopping and thinking, do I want to file now with the threat of losing my job and, you know, a drop in our financial portfolio. But because there are more households now where moms and dads, husbands and wives are equally working and earning an income, I don't see that either side is more concerned about the other. or less concerned. And so I see both people still calling just as equally.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.